The New Connect FM.
We're talking with Kerry Patton. He's a published author, internationally recognized security, terrorism, and intelligence expert. And, you know, we're getting all these spooky warnings from Al-Qaeda that the worst is yet to come, and beware, beware, beware. But this is really nothing new, is it?
No, it's nothing new at all. We get threats daily from international terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda, and our intelligence community takes them very, very seriously.
Are you surprised that that Al-Qaeda has actually confirmed Osama bin Laden's death without seeing the photos?
Not surprised at all. A matter of fact, I would say, taking myself into their mindset, it was probably a great PR campaign for them to get more supporters to help out in their cause.
Even without the photos?
Even without the photos. Look, you're talking about people who really stick to rumor control very, very well. So if I told them that the sky was purple instead of blue, they would actually go and spread that rumor without seeing, you know, the truth behind it all.
Okay.
So it works.
Al-Qaeda is saying that America will neither enjoy nor live in security until our people in Palestine live it and enjoy it. What exactly are they talking about? Are they talking about Gaza?
Very good possibility. I do know that there is a third Intifada demonstration that's going to be taking place very, very soon. And there have been tweets sent out about this. There have been text messages all throughout the Palestinian area. And right now we know that the third Intifada demonstrations will be launched in mosques all around the world right now.
And what exactly does that mean, the third Intifada?
Well, we're looking at, again, the coming is a very religious concept of the whole coming of God, if you will.
Okay.
There's a whole lot going on right now with this, specifically because if you look at when the nation state of Israel was authorized as a true recognized nation state, it occurred on the 14th of May. And really, it was late in the evening. So the first day of their true freedom, if you will, was on the 15th of May. So this all reflects back to the mobilization of liberation is what it turns out to be.
Okay. Well, even if they had all the, you know, let's say that Israel gave over Gaza and control of the Gaza Strip and all of that, it still wouldn't be enough, would it?
Of course not. If we look at the historical context of the Palestinian state, the original Palestinian state, it was really Jordan. And with that, when Israel was created, there were still Palestinians living in Israel. So the Israelis that are there, who are being oftentimes supported by Iran, are going to complain even if they give the Gaza Strip, the Golan Heights, the West Bank, any of those areas over to them. So, you know, it's kind of like if you give somebody a penny, they want a dollar, and that's what they're doing right now.
Okay. So, I mean, really what we're dealing with here is illogical thinking, and they're just going to say whatever to continue to be able to fight, kill, do whatever they want.
No, you know, I can't disagree with you on that at all, and that's our weakness. Our weakness is our own ideological diversity that we have. We cannot understand their mental perceptions, and if we did, we would be greatly prepared in dealing with these folks later on in the future.
I'm so glad you said that, because not too long ago we were talking about Rosie O'Donnell's statement that Osama bin Laden should have been, you know, handcuffed and brought back to the United States and tried. And I think there's a lot of folks here who think, you know, we should be these good people and we should do everything by the book, but we're dealing with terrorists who don't play by any rules.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that we don't play by the book. The real question is, what book are the people that are against us, what are they referring to?
Yeah.
You know, we have a moral obligation based off of a Christian Judeo foundation in which our nation was created to protect we the people. And, you know, no matter what international law says, we still have that ethical obligation to protect ourselves. How we do that is obviously not up to you or I. It's up to those that are appointed above us. And we need to respect their decisions, whether we agree or disagree. And we could do that without calling one another names and without bashing different administrations, mm-hmm. whether it be President Bush or President Obama. Mm-hmm. But as a nation, we really need to embrace the fact that we haven't had a significant since 2001 on 9/11, excluding the lone home, you know, wolves like, mm-hmm. you know, what we saw on the Fort Hood shooting.
Right. And the attempts we were able to, you know, the with 2009, the attempted Christmas bombing. And I believe there was another one. I can't remember offhand.
Well, look what the people did just this week with the airlines.
Yeah.
So, there are wackos that are doing stupid things mm-hmm. on their own behalf, not associated or known to be associated with any terrorist organization. And our people are coming through. We're not relying on our government to secure us. We are supporting our government for what they're doing, or we should be. But we also realize inside our own nation, it is we the people that need to have the proper eyes and ears and knowledge on doing the right thing to mitigate these threats and secure ourselves.
All right. Here's another statement from Al-Qaeda. Even when the Americans managed to kill Osama, they managed to do only that by disgrace and betrayal. Men and heroes should only be confronted in the battlefields. Huh, that's interesting, because what they did was flew planes with innocent people into buildings with innocent people. So I don't understand their double talk.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's part of playing the trap that they want others to hear and to see.
Okay.
Look, I could say all of the information operation campaign messages I want, but if I don't have the right audience that's going to believe me and support me, they're worthless. They have those type of people that are willing to support them and play the game. You know, we know that they're not playing on the battlefield. They're not wearing the uniforms. They're not hosted by a nation state to be recognized under the Geneva Convention. We get it. But no matter what we understand or what they understand, it's all about perception. Mm-hmm. How are others going to perceive these statements?
And we're the big bad guy that you got to go fight against.
Right.
Okay. One more question for you, Carrie. You know, details are coming out now about some of the things that were in Osama bin Laden's diary. And, you know, there had been some question as to whether he was still, you know, kind of in control or trying to help organize with Al-Qaeda. And it seems that he pretty much so was. He was encouraging leaders to hit Los Angeles, not just New York. Target trains as well as planes, strike on significant dates like the 4th of July, things like that. You know, what do you make of that?
Well, I mean, we have to understand he was a leader in some respect. I still respectfully disagree with those that believe he was anything more than a figurehead for Al-Qaeda. I don't believe he was anything more than just a figurehead. But with that said, as a leader, he worked very close with his fellow comrades, such as Batullah Massoud, Mullah Omar, Zawahiri, and so forth, and they discussed different ideas. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure as a businessman, because that's really what he turned out to be, mm-hmm. he wrote these things down. How am I going to financially be able to manage these type of operations? Mm-hmm. I think what he did is exactly what business representatives and large corporations do. They plan out different activities, and they find out how much money they have or how much money do they need to procure to fulfill those activities.
Mm. Yeah, very good point. And like in life, you know, you can make a decision. You can either try to build something that will help people thrive, or you can build something that will try to destroy. And that's what he chose to do with his time. Because I guess if you got a bunch of guys who are sitting around doing nothing all day except trying to figure out how they can, you know, commit evil acts. Well, I mean, I would imagine that they can come up with some plans.
Absolutely.
And obviously we all know that all too well.
You're right.
Okay. Well, Carrie, fascinating talking with you as always. And your book, would you let everybody know about your book real quick?
It's Sociocultural Intelligence, the New Discipline of Intelligence Studies. It could be found on Amazon.com. And then I have a children's book that is based on morals, values, and ethics called American Patriotism. And that, too, could be found on Amazon.com.
Okay, wonderful. Do you have a website as well, Carrie?
I do. People can follow me on CarriePattonBlogspot.com.
And that's K-E-R-R-Y Patton.blogspot.com. Wonderful. Thanks again for your time. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much.
93.5, 95.3, The New Connect FM.